Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everyone. I'm sorry if I sound a little rough. I feel like I've been sick more this year than I ever have, but I'm not sure if it's allergies or just like the change in the weather. But anyways, here we are. Today, I have my other favorite sister on the show, Jessica Marshall. She's been traveling so much for her job, so I finally got her to just come over tonight, have a glass of wine with me, and just hang out. We're talking Piper tantrums, shopping for a new car, and our insane nanny update. You guys do not want to miss this one. Plus, I have a fun little surprise guest to help me recap all about our trip to Seattle. So kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is the way I am, it's just the way I am. And I wanna dance with you, yeah, I'm your biggest fan. Please welcome my second sister, because I feel like Jackie's always on, Jessica Marshall.
Hello.
Hello.
So when you were out of town for the 2 weeks, I had Jackie on.
Yeah, I know.
And now that you're back, I'm like, I feel like we need to catch up.
Yes.
So I'm glad you're here. Cheers.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming over so late. It's
I love you.
Almost it's 8 o'clock.
Fine.
Piper's
okay.
In bed. But I feel like now we can just like hang out and chat.
And thanks for not giving me COVID.
Shit, that's right. That's right. You didn't go.
Thank you for work trips.
Yep. Thank you. I know. You got saved, honey.
Oh. Like, yeah. I would have gotten it with you guys.
For sure.
Oh, I would have.
Yeah. And it's weird. Mom was around us and she didn't get it.
Was she really around you, though?
Mm-hmm.
Like, around you?
Oh, yeah. She was with me, like... That's why maybe it wasn't me. She was with me the day before. She was with me the day of the party, the day after.
For mom, she has an immune system of like a true...
Like Mexican woman.
Woman. Like she's like, oh, yeah, you're sick? I give you antibiotic. Like amoxicillin. You have a sniffle. I will give you something to fix that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
So no wonder she doesn't get anything.
I know.
She's like, I am bull. Like, I am ox.
I mean, remember, they gave her freaking gasoline when they were kids just to kill a little bug in her stomach. So, yeah.
She's had a worm in her brain. Like, come
on. Yes, and exactly.
Like, that's mom.
Exactly.
You know.
I had one of those days when you're a mom and you're like, I love my kid. I love my kid. I love my kid. You have to, like, remind yourself that you love your kid. You know, it's one of those days. So she started doing this thing. She's hitting me now, but like smacking me and throwing food in my face, like super aggressive. I don't know where it came from. I don't know where she found it or saw it or what. I'm like, whoa, I don't even know what to do.
Okay.
I want to beat the shit out of her.
Yes.
And I know I can't.
Agreed. Agreed.
But I'm like, okay. Woosah.
So she's trying to dominate you, right? So she's telling you, like, no, mom, you're going to do what I say and when I say it.
Yeah.
Just sit and hold your ground. You cannot do, like...
I know, I can't, like, really react.
You cannot react to her. Like, you have, like, if she throws something at you, you stare her down like, oh, I'm mama bear.
And it's crazy because I feel like... You know, I'm okay with like the slap on the wrist, right? Like a little slap on the hand. I'm
That's
like,
okay.
No, don't do that.
Right.
I've never hit her. I've never done anything like that.
I never did.
But even then, she'll throw food at me or she'll hit me and then she'll like stare at me and then she'll even like hit her own hand and then she'll say no.
So she's testing you.
Dude.
She's doing like a mama. Like she's, she wants to know what you're doing. Okay. So... You have to dominate right now because if not, you're going to be like me with a teenager at like 15. You're like still slapping her wrist going like, no, don't do that. Okay.
It doesn't
change. Start at 2 because if not, it'll be 12 and then like 22.
I'm just like at that point where I'm like, if this is the start of it, I'm terrified for what's to come. Like terrified. And I'm sure I have to like read a few books, listen to a few podcasts about like how to deal with it. But oh my God, I was just like, I was at a restaurant And I love to go to Nordstrom Cafe. Because it's not like a real restaurant.
I know.
It's so it's like casual enough, but I can still have a glass of wine and like feed her and let her like, be a kid. But that's where she did it tonight. And I was like, oh my gosh.
I can't take you anywhere.
I can't take you anywhere.
You're embarrassing me.
Oh my gosh. Anyways.
But that's going to be, yeah.
And then earlier, before we left, she locked me out of the house today.
Okay. You have. Okay. So this is where I don't believe in hitting because I didn't hit my kids. Okay. Well, don't judge me. Because you're like, well, you should have. Okay.
I get it.
But what I'm saying is
No, but we're also in a generation that people don't hate their kids anymore.
Well,
it's about just like verbal, like communication.
Do you want to know why? Because they say to you, you hit me, I'm reporting you.
Yeah.
And you're going to go to jail, mom. You're going to jail. And I'm
exactly.
Like, do you want to go to another family? Let's do this. This sounds like a fun game to play. Who wins here? It sounds like a win-win to everybody.
Any child therapist is probably like, this is the worst conversation.
Of course. But like, your kids throw like the whole, I'm going to call social services on you. Yeah. And you're going, then do it. Do it. You're going to have a fine family out there. Like, good luck to you.
This
you
is
know,
so funny.
What do you do?
I don't know. I mean, look, she's only two. So I can't even, I can't even think that far ahead. But I was just having this moment of like, woosah, woosah. It's fine. She's two. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's trying to get a reaction. And it's all going to be okay. So I was stern about it, whatever. Yep. But before we left, I was, because she knows how to open doors and whatnot. And I was right here, right by the garage, just putting something in the car. Went to open the garage door, locked. It's like a little button. It's not even like a thing.
I know.
And I ran to the front door. Front door was locked. Backyard locked. And I went to the door and I was like, okay, this reminds me of like when she got locked in the car. And I was like, I'm not going to call Riley because he's going to kick my ass. So I was like, Piper Rose, open the door. I was like, okay. And I was like, I either have to call the landlord to try to get the key to figure, like, I was like going straight worst case scenario mode. But thank God it was like a minute and a half. And then she learned how to like open and, you know, it was fine. But it's just been like one of those days. And at this age, every day they're learning something new or they're doing something new. So it's just like, once you feel like you have it down, you don't. Because then they do something new and you're like, okay, here we go. All over again.
And they're so curious, right?
Right.
So everything is like a wonderland to them. So anything they do for you, it's like, where are you? What are you doing? There's no downtime for a parent. Sorry.
I know.
Especially for a two-year-old.
I know.
Oh my God.
Can we talk about the nanny or no?
Oh my. We were just burnt so bad. Like, right? Like,
so... Right. So we were supposed to have a nanny because I talked about it.
Right.
Because I took her out of school.
Right.
Because of just, she was getting super sick and because of COVID and whatever. I was like, you know what? Let's just pause school.
Right.
And then in the new year, once she's a little bit older, we'll put her back. So we were going to share a nanny.
Right.
A nanny that we've known for a while.
And
then once we were going to start her, it was just like one thing after the other. And it was like she would bail. And then she wouldn't text and she wouldn't respond.
Wait, well, if we talk about this, will this ruin her forever?
Well, look, there's consequences. I mean,
agreed.
We're not going to say her name.
No, of course not. I would never.
So it won't ruin her job because she'll only know what she did. But the problem is like, she's not like 18.
Right.
She's like old enough.
I can't even tell you this stuff.
What? Was there more?
There was more.
What? Okay, let's just tell him. Okay, so the nanny was supposed to start with me on a certain day. It was like a Monday or something. And she was like, she never showed up.
And mind you, I'm on a work trip in like Ohio.
Right.
With all my kids here.
Right.
And I'm 100% work.
You're gone.
I'm gone.
And your husband is working. And so we were going to split the nanny. So right. I was going to take her in the mornings because yep. your kids are in school full time. And then she, from my house, she was going to go to your house
and basically
pick up the kids, take them to the house, feed them for dinner. And then she would leave. It would be like right. a full, like 9 to 5.
Beautiful. It was yeah. perfect. We planned it out.
It sounded fantastic. So then she bails on me and doesn't message me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that is so weird. So your husband calls mm-hmm. me and was like, hey, she had an emergency, couldn't make it. Okay. The next time that she was supposed to come, also something came up and it was like, oh no, sorry. The first time was she had a doctor's appointment.
Right.
Sorry, can't make a doctor's appointment. Second time, my grandma's sick, can't make it. By the way, never messaged me. It was like an after the fact. So now that this is two times, Riley was like, we can't rely on her.
Trust her.
And even though you guys have had her for years.
I know.
So, so then after the second time, I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to message her and I'm going to see if she messages me. She never did.
Never did.
And then that's when I heard through the grapevine, because you were still working, that you found cans of like alcohol around the house in your house. Okay. So tell me everything.
Okay. So then, mind you, I'm gone this whole time.
Right.
So I get the feedback when I'm back. Turns out she tried to park the car in
your
our garage.
Car? Yeah.
Her car.
Oh, okay.
Dented all of the shelves in the garage. She hit it. So that was a first sign. Sleeping at 6:30 in the afternoon. That's like second sign.
Okay. Wait. Yeah. So Ryan gets home and she's sleeping on the couch.
At 6:30.
At 6:30. And where were the kids?
Well, they're older, so they're doing their own thing, right? So
right.
you've got like 15, 13, 10. Like, they don't need a babysitter. Like,
right. It's just more for like to be there just to...
Okay.
And she was also going to help with like tutoring and stuff, right?
What? I'm laughing because it's like... Why would I pay for someone to sleep on a couch when my kids could do
Jessica, I would have lost my shit.
I'm trying not to.
Like, had I come home and she was sleeping with Piper here, oh my God, I would die.
Wait.
It gets worse.
Well, I would get messages while I was like 3 hours time difference going, she left and the kids didn't eat anything. So they didn't have dinner. And now they're home alone without dinner and I'm in meetings looking at these messages going like, oh my gosh, my kids have no dinner.
Did you not message her like, hey, what's going on? Do we need to have a conversation? Or did you just let Ryan handle it or what?
There was no way I could disconnect to be like, I was on business.
Yeah.
I have to tunnel vision. Where
yeah.
am I?
Yeah.
That's where I rely on my home base
right.
to pick that up and take it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I, as much as I want to be like a working mom in both spots where I'm like, I'm on top of it, I can't. Like, I want to be amazing at work, but I can't be amazing at home at the same time, right? So it's a juggling. It's a juggling.
This is one of those things that, like, you just thought, okay, he'll handle this part.
Well,
yeah,
you're home.
Yeah,
that's your job. I'm in Ohio.
Yeah,
I can't really juggle from Ohio. Like, you know,
oh
what
my
I mean?
God, I don't know. I feel like fucking Ohio, Alaska, Nebraska. I would have fucking killed someone. Okay, so then what happened?
Because they're older, they are not like okay. If I had a Piper at 2,
yeah.
I would have flown out and murdered.
Yeah.
Murdered.
Yeah, yeah.
There would have been...
Right. With your kids older.
But they're
older. So when did he tell you that she was drinking on the job?
When I got home. So when I got back, he's like, well, it was worse than what you thought. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you for not telling me, because I would have freaked out while I was on my work trip.
Because right. when I found out she was sleeping, I was like, oh, she's pregnant.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's what it is.
I said, and you were like, are you sure? And
yeah,
I was like, I vouch. I was like, I've known her for years. I would not. But then I was like, nope, I take it all back. Like, it was.
Yeah. And I feel like, and have you reached out to her since?
No.
I feel like maybe you should. And just be like, look, I don't know what happened. This is so unlike you and unlike who we've known for so many years. Right. Like, is everything okay? Maybe reach out and find out. It's not okay. And I'm still like mortified and I can't even believe it. But
I'm shooketh.
But I feel like maybe there's something there.
There is.
That maybe she needs someone to reach out. But God, that is so fucking irresponsible.
The fact that we
she's in her 20s.
She's almost 30.
No.
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
All right. And I feel like we need to help her.
To be honest, it breaks your heart. Like, it almost like it's a human being.
That's
like,
why I'm saying, I feel like we need to reach. Well, maybe not me, because I'm not as close with her, but maybe you reach out. Just be like, look, I don't know what happened. I was away. Can you just tell me what happened?
Let's talk about it.
I know that there was drinking. I know you fell asleep. I know you damaged the car. Like, Jesus
Christ. You hit your cans. You hit my shelves. You fell asleep while my kids on the job. My kids went.
Gosh.
Rant. Like, what do you say to that?
But I do really think that you should reach out. So just.
No, I will. No, I.
Let's just TBD that and just let us know how that goes. You don't want to.
That.
You're not good at confrontation.
No, it's not even a confrontation. It's more of like, can I handle what she has, like whatever her burden is, can I be supportive and how can I help her in that moment?
Right.
Right. So if she unloads, am I able to help support her and guide her? Because
you have your own thing going on that it's almost like you don't have, emotionally you can even handle.
Do you have enough capacity to absorb somebody else's? So that's why I think a lot of people don't engage, because it's like, I can only handle my own life.
Yeah.
I can't handle yours and mine. And I think that's the problem
I'm emotionally capable. Maybe I'll text her. Because I want to know what the hell happened. That was just so weird.
Okay, you do it, because I'm not.
I knew you weren't going to.
I'm not going to. That's why you're like, have you? I'm like, you're the worst.
No.
Will you?
No. Switching subjects. I went today to the car dealership.
Oh my God, how did it go?
Speaking of cars, because you work in cars.
Yeah.
How's your thing going?
Oh my God, I love it.
Yes.
Oh.
We won't even dive into all of it because I don't know how much you can or not, but
I'm like, I've got like the starry eyes because it feels like it's still like
surreal that you're working with this company
it's phenomenal. I mean, like it's,
and you guys just launched.
Oh, it's amazing.
Rivian just launched their first electric vehicle.
But that's where I feel, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. When anyone talks about like, well, I'll just get a Tesla, and I'm like,
right now all of a sudden
my skin crawl. I'm like, no, just wait until we're we're like right there. Like, why can't you just wait? Like, what's the problem? Like,
yeah. Because now it's like your baby. So now you feel protective.
Oh, I now for sure. So, but I understand the whole car experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's never a good experience, especially for women.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's funny. I had a moment where I was like, dreading it. I'm like, I do not want to have to go walk in, do the whole like numbers game.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck it. It's fine. I'm like, I know what I want to spend. Yep. I know my monthly. I know my down payment. Yep. I know what I want to lease. I know all of the things. It's how can you get me there? Mm-hmm. Plus, the inventory right now with cars is...
There is none.
Nope. Right? Because of the supply chain. So right now, what your car is worth, they're going to pay me like
more than
way more than what my car's actually. I'm positive on my car, so I'll actually get some money back, which is great. But now getting into a car, you know, it's going to cost me probably a little bit more, and I probably won't get what I actually want. But your husband actually, and Tim, Jackie's husband, gave me some good tips on cars, what to look for, what cars are good right now, and all that. So I think I want to get into the Genesis.
Yeah.
Just as a short-term lease, yep. right? Because look, everything will eventually be electric.
Yep.
But for now, the Genesis is beautiful.
Yep.
It's spacious. Yeah. If I have two car seats, I can fit a stroller. I can fit all the mm-hmm. stuff. And it's still sort of in like that luxury-ish space.
Yep.
And I don't know why I say ish, because it's still but nicer.
What have you driven?
I haven't even driven it yet.
That's the thing.
I'm going to drive it, but I was okay. with Piper, so I couldn't like throw in the car. Like, come on, kid.
But you have to.
No, I'm going to.
But you always have to be like, all right.
Oh no, I'm going to.
We're going for a test drive.
I know, but today was more like of a let me just like go to a few different dealerships, mm-hmm. see what I like, get pricing for it, narrow it down, and then I'll go drive them out and then see if yep. whatever works. But I was driving home, and Jackie happened to call me, and she was like, "Oh, like what are you looking at?" Blah, blah, blah. And she was like, how do you feel about it? Like, do you feel like you have to stay in like the luxury, like night? Like, right. Are you doing it for like your own ego yeah. or like, what are you doing? And I'm like, interesting that you say that because I feel like my car is the last thing, the last tie to sort of like my past life, if you will.
Like, yeah.
Like what, like my old life.
Yeah.
Because it was like that one thing that I accomplished. I worked my ass off mm-hmm. for. And when I got my first nice car, I was like, I made it. I did it. You know, yep. I went from what, making $200 a week, right? Starting in that industry yep. to then just like doing really well. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hell yeah. Like it was like, I was rewarding myself. Right. So now fast forward, I'm like, oh fuck. Like, do I need to downgrade?
Right.
Like, what does this say about myself? Like,
right.
I don't know. Like, am I going backwards? And so I started to like go down like the spiral of like, what does this actually signify? It doesn't identify me. It doesn't right. identify your my accomplishments. Car. And so I had that moment. I was like, yeah, a part of it is ego that I still want to stay in some sort of like luxury vehicle. But the other part is like, I like what I like, right? Mm-hmm. It's fine. But I don't know. I just had that moment of, I don't know. It was a weird.
But we're not car people.
We're not car people.
And that's where, okay, in working for a car company, yeah. not being a car person, they're like, well, tell me about this part. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because yeah. it's like, I could not tell you the specs of a car. Like,
right.
we don't go to a car dealership and we're like, oh, well, the horse, the revs and the blah, 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 and the horse, you know, like.
Yeah, he's like, it's this much horsepower. I go, honestly.
What is even a horsepower?
I don't care what's under the engine.
What is a horsepower? Is it horses? Like, how many horses?
Yeah. No, I'm like, I just care more about what it looks like, the outside, the body, the bells and whistles inside.
For me personally, I want to know.
And the safety.
Safety.
Yeah.
Like if but I've listen, got my
Tiger
kid
Woods,
back?
Tiger Woods crashed the shit out of this car and he was fine. And that was my sales guy's pitch. He goes, look at Tiger Woods. He goes, it's number one rated in safety.
I would also be like, but it's also Tiger Woods, yeah, exactly. right? Wink, wink.
No, but I think it is actually a very safe car, which I do care about. But yeah, I don't know. Stitch, I don't know.
Can you imagine? Tiger Woods Gosh. Rolled it in Palos Verdes. You can roll it anywhere.
Like, that's my commercial.
If Tiger can roll it, you can roll it.
That's awful.
If you could go down Palos Verdes, you could go down any mountain. Oh my
God. So I don't. So I don't know why. I feel like that's so. That's where
I hear
I'm at.
You. I hear you. That's I know. And you know what? We're moms. At the end of the day, we want convenience. We want to make sure that the car is safe and that yes. we can fit in it. And be able to look out the, you know, like the,
yes.
like the mirror and be able to
make
see
sure
like,
that like I can fit two car seats in the back.
That's it.
Plus a person in the middle, just in case I have like a mother-in-law or someone else in the car
and
a stroller in the back
and groceries, and
like groceries, the stroller.
Is and that just, too yeah. much to ask for?
Right. and it be beautiful and it dry for me.
And,
by the way,
and I'm 5'2". So can you please bring it up? To my
he hit a button and it drove itself.
I love that.
Yeah, I was sold.
I can't wait for it to be like, drive me home.
Like, also, I went and got my eyebrows done at I went and got a pedicure.
Oh, where?
Like at my nail place.
Oh,
and they were like, do you want to get your eyebrows done?
Oh, never at the same place.
And I was like,
you didn't learn your lesson?
And I was like,
actually, I've never done it.
You haven't?
I don't get, no, you never do both at the same place.
I
know.
And I was like, yeah, I might as well. Like, I don't really have time to like drive to the place, this place. And I was like, yeah, go ahead. And so she started, and I never wax. And she waxed this.
I'm looking.
I look like closely. How my mother would say, a chola.
Wait.
So low.
But here's the worst part is that they don't touch anything in the front. It's only the end piece,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and now I'm like, it's like super thin on one side. Oh my God. And it's short. I'm having to pencil it in.
Oh,
it is like the worst thing you could ever do. And I felt her. Like, she kept going back and kept going back. And I was like,
You're not confident, girl.
I was like, you're taking skin off now. Like, what are you doing? And then I was scared to look in that mirror, and I did. And I was like, I'm just going to get up now and just walk away before I like lose my shit.
Question. Are you the type of person that will tell someone to stop?
No.
You'll just stay quiet until the end.
Yeah, it's something about my eyebrows. I'm like, oh, thank you. Yeah, I love it. And my nails too, actually.
So what about your hair?
No, I love my hair, girl. And I'll tell her like,
okay,
this, I don't think we nailed it.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm like, my hair's fried, but I'll be back in 3 months. No, but she's so good. And she knows like, I don't like brass. I don't like certain things, but sometimes I don't know the lingo. When she's like, oh, do you want low lights? I'm like, sure, that sounds great. And then she does it. And I'm like, I hate it.
Right.
So
do you go with pictures?
Yes. But it's never like what
the
I look.
Same. Yeah. I know.
I'm giving her like a Caucasian blonde chick. And that's just not my hair type. Like, I gotta be realistic too. So that I give her J-Lo.
Me too. J-Lo's my inspo.
And Jesse James Decker.
Which, by the way, I'm sorry, hairstylist. Tell me why you cannot make me look like this. You tell me why I cannot pay you money to make me look like this.
I know.
That is your job.
I know. But no one ever looks like them when they walk out.
But I will pay you the money to make me. Again,
why?
Tell me how you can, if I give you money, make me look like this.
I know.
What's so hard? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, doesn't work that way.
And then, it's like rework.
Yeah. Have you ever had an acne breakout come at the worst possible time? I know I have. Right before our family photos, I remember just having like the worst acne all over my chin. Ugh. We've all had struggles with our skin, and that's why we are excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medication that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies, and your dermatologist will create your own customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. I know for me, you know, my goal was to basically just get rid of a few scars here and there, and just the topography is always the biggest issue. So we have a special deal for our audience, and it's saving $15 off your first visit with Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/humble when you use the code humble. This code is only available to our listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/humble and click begin visit, then use your code humble at sign up, and you'll get your first visit for only $15. That's apostrophe.com/humble and use code humble to get your dermatologist crafted treatments plan for $5. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. Now that summer's truly over, our minds are turning to fall and Halloween, which naturally sparks creativity from the costumes we pick to recipes we bake and the decor that we put up. Let Kiwi foster that natural creative thinking and channel it into hands-on fun for your kids. I was even surprised how much I loved this as an adult. Piper got this amazing little astronaut kit, and it was like for sensory. So it was, you build a little box. It was almost like a little rocket ship, and they had all these planets, and you get to stuff them into the space shuttle, and she can basically stick her hand in there, and it was just so great, and it was something that she's never really done before, so we had such a good time playing with it. And your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. They'll be so excited to see these arrive in the mail. The day the box arrives will be their favorite day of the month. You'll be surprised at how high quality the materials are too. These are real engineering, science, art projects for children. So cultivate your children's natural creativity and curiosity with new hands-on projects every month. They'll explore new worlds and rediscover familiar ones, even without leaving home. From discovering the science of magic to engineering a domino machine and more. Scare up some fun this Halloween with KiwiCo. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code HUMBLE at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code HUMBLE. Are your thoughts running in endless circles in your mind? With the stresses of last year, it's more important than ever to practice living healthier and happier lives. So what if a few minutes was all it took to change your relationship with stress and anxiety, transforming your life for better? That's the power of meditation with Headspace. Our thoughts can be confusing enough. Meditation doesn't have to be. Headspace is your convenient dose of meditation, mindfulness, and sleep exercises to relieve stress and anxiety and help you get a good night's sleep, all in one app, making it easy to catch your breath and make time for your mental health. And it's one of the most science-backed meditation apps in the world, providing meditation works. A study proves in just 2 weeks, Headspace can reduce your stress by 14%. When I found Headspace, I was skeptical if meditation could actually help, but using the app for just a few minutes each day has actually helped me feel better. From letting go of unnecessary stress to moving forward in life without anxiety, you really have to just try it to feel the difference. I believe you can change your life too. So I've teamed up with my friends at Headspace so you can experience it for yourself. And Headspace isn't just for you. It helps you show up as a happier, more compassionate person for your loved ones. Even my friends and family have noticed that I'm in a better mood. So find some Headspace at headspace.com/humble and get 1 month free of their entire meditation library. This is the best Headspace offer available, so go to headspace.com/humble today. That's headspace.com/humble. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Fall can be hectic, but HelloFresh's recipes save time you otherwise spend on meal prepping, grocery shopping, and chopping. So you can focus on getting back into a new routine and spending quality time with the family. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, providing plenty of variety. Ingredients travel from the farm to your door within a week, so you get the convenience without skipping on the quality. HelloFresh isn't just for meals. The marketplace features a variety of snacks, like the fall's pumpkin, cinnamon rolls, to get you in the mood for the cozy season. I know for us, I started making that with Piper, and she's obsessed with it. And it's honestly so convenient. Go to HelloFresh.com/humble14 and use code HUMBLE14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. You guys, you can't miss this. Go to HelloFresh.com/humble14 and use code HUMBLE14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Look, I know for me, especially right now, it's just such crazy times. Sometimes it's nice to be able to check out and talk to somebody that's not your sister or your husband. The best way to think about therapy is through a bunch of analogies, right? So we get oil changes for our cars to prevent bigger issues down the road, and we see the doctor and go to the gym to take care of our bodies to prevent injuries and diseases. We do chores regularly, some of us, to avoid a messy house. So going to therapy is like all of the above. It's routine maintenance for your mental and emotional wellness to prevent bigger issues down the road. Going to therapy doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means you're investing in yourself to keep your mind healthy. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than that in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Why invest in everything else and not your mind? This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Humble and Hungry listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/humble. That's BetterHelp, BETTERHELP.com/humble. Finding the motivation to work out and eat healthy has always been a struggle for me. That all changed once I found MyFitnessPal. And I know, I also thought it was just for counting calories, but MyFitnessPal actually teaches me about my nutrition, fitness habits, and helps me create new ones that stick. What's more motivating than that? MyFitnessPal isn't a rigid diet plan. Instead, you gradually learn from personality data what works for you. And if your version of healthy looks different from mine or someone else's, that's okay. The whole point is helping you find the best path to your goals. Even better is a MyFitnessPal premium membership. I have one and I get custom tools and expert guidance to help me reach my personal health goals my way. App customization lets you choose the right settings to help you meet your individual goals. So if you're into macro tracking, low carb, heart health, etc., you can stick to it more easily. Premium's deeper nutrition insights help you discover which foods fuel you best. I really have to tell you about the aha moment I had when using MyFitnessPal, because for me, I was all over the place when I was eating. But the second that I actually jotted it down, it was a game changer. And with MyFitnessPal, you're not going at it alone. You have access to guided daily workouts and meal plans written by dietitians and exercise scientists, plus support from other members with shared goals and experiences. MyFitnessPal does way more than just count calories. Get the support you need to meet your health goals. Unlock all the amazing things MyFitnessPal can do, like I did. So start your premium membership today. Go to humble.myfitnesspal.com and use code HUMBLE to get a 1 month premium membership for free. That's humble.myfitnesspal.com, code HUMBLE for a free 1 month premium membership. That's humble.myfitnesspal.com. What else is going on? What's happening in your life? Work is crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Kids are crazy, right? So it's like two teenagers and a 10-year-old.
I know.
Like, mother of three. It's just, it's insane. Like,
trying to balance it all, going back full time.
Yeah. Like, so it's like work full time.
Pre-pandemic.
Mom of three kids. Oh, and then they got sick.
Right.
So you cannot send your kids back to school unless they're 100% like, you do not have COVID, you are symptom free. So
it's
guess
like a
what?
Process. You've got to go and sign them up and get them a test. And then it's a whole thing.
Yeah. So what happens when you're a working mom? So now all of a sudden it's like, you have to stop your life to make sure that, you know what I mean? It's just, it's a whole process of making sure that the kids are okay. It's just, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
We'll just say hi, babe.
Riley just got home from work.
Hi, honey. Hi, Riley.
Do you want to jump on the mic and tell Jessica how our little trip to Seattle went?
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah?
We'll wait for you.
Is he going to join the conversation?
I hope so.
Okay, hold on. He's letting me try some, or smell. Oh, sorry. He's like, not try, smell. Smell a little red. What is that?
This is Heinz Cellar, Lot C91.
What does that even mean? Lot C91.
Like a so rental car.
That is, they were digging through the cellar and there was this lot. It was a mystery lot from 1969. And they found six bottles when they were digging through the cellar way back in there. And they actually found it and the journal of how it was made. So they actually make it with the same
soil
recipe today.
Soil. I don't know. I'm really trying here.
It's the same.
Soil.
I hate all of you.
The soil, all right, well,
cheers.
Hasn't changed.
Cheers,
in
even
all
though
those
you
years.
Won't let me try it. Just let me smell it. Salut.
It smells delicious. I want to describe Riley's face as he smelled that.
Welcome to my world.
His nose went blown into the wine glass.
Honestly,
he took a big whiff. His nostrils.
That's
flared.
What he does. He literally will stick his nose.
I know.
Entirely in the glass,
and then he like
smell it. He'll just swirl it for a solid 10 seconds.
But I kind of feel like
sniff
when he sniffs, like yeah. he like kind of like, and it's, like he kind of like I'm whiffing. And I'm gonna digest, and I'm gonna whiff again, and I'm gonna die. You know what I mean?
He knows
like,
what he's.
That's why he look at his face. That's why he's smiling like a. Oh my gosh! You're like one of those dogs that like you're a wolfhound.
But, like, all right, we're back. We're back. So, all right. Well, how was work?
How was your glass of wine?
Not the best day, but this wine is delicious.
So I was just telling Jessica just a couple things. First of all, that your daughter is now beating the shit out of me like Mike Tyson.
Yep.
And I'm having to like dodge from this chick because she's just like her like uppercuts. Not great.
We're going to have a talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, you really do need to talk to her.
I'm going to have a talk with her.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
It's like not good.
No, give her, like, let me have her for one day. I promise you, she'll never hit. She'll never bite. She'll never look at you the wrong way. I will snap her back.
She'll stop calling you mommy.
I will be like, what do you want to be? You don't want to be mommy? I'm mama.
Oh, he's letting me try the wine. Okay, let's see.
Oh.
Sniff. Although I have.
Can you chew it? Can you eat it? Can you?
Mm. That's so good. Wow, Lotsy. It's a little dry at the end. Like a lot dry at the end.
No, thanks, Huddleston. Thank you, though. You guys are so sweet.
All right, so I thought it'd be nice just to have you on and talk about Seattle because we went there for less than 24 hours. So you want to tell the people where we went?
It was your first time in Seattle, correct?
Yes. You've never been?
No.
Oh my
god.
And
it was so cool.
I love Seattle.
I feel like I'm a city girl.
I could live there.
At heart, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
So, perfect fall day in Seattle. 70s, sunny, clear sky. I mean, the day that you go, tourists go to Seattle and they're like, wow, I need to live here.
Yeah.
The rest of the time it rains and it's overcast, but those few days you're just like in. So perfect day, land, get in, Pike's Place, see the fish getting thrown, the vegetables, the flowers.
The flowers. There's nothing
I
like
know.
It. Everyone was like, buy some and take it home with you. I'm like, oh.
I think,
these
I'm
are
sorry.
Not, these are from Home Depot down the street. These are not.
But it feels very much like Pike's Place. Yeah. Like I could take a bunch and take it walking home.
It's just a magical place.
It
you
is.
Know?
I love it.
Saw that roughly where I lived because I would walk through Pike's Place every single day. So I'd pick up produce on my way to work and make it. And that was when I was a pastry chef and I'd make whatever inspiration came to my mind with random fruits and vegetables.
Seeing your face when you say whatever came to mind. Like what? When a genius has a moment, you don't ask a genius about their moment. It just happens.
That was like, my moment. That was your moment. So we went and ate a little snack pre-dinner, had a beer, enjoying the weather. And then we had to leave to go get ready for the bougie dinner at Canlis, which has been there in the family for 70 years, fourth generation restaurateurs. Hospitality is in their DNA. They eat, sleep, breathe, drink hospitality. These guys, these brothers, and clearly Mark and Brian Canlis, are exceptional in this space. All right, we get there, the pianist playing, and you get to overlook Lake Union, and it's just magical. And the cocktails, perfection.
We go to this restaurant, and I'm like, okay, so I'm like, it's like a Michelin star. And he's like, no, they don't do Michelin in Washington, which I didn't know.
What?
Yeah, they actually don't do Michelin stars in quite a few states, which I just found out. Yeah, but, oh.
He's like, give me the microphone.
Quick fill in there is Michelin, even in Southern California, only came back in 2019. So it was here in 11 or 12 or something like that, came back in 2019. It is very few places, especially on the West Coast, but it's New York, Chicago, and typically metropolitan areas. San Francisco and the Bay Area and Napa has always been in it, but Southern California, LA, not in it. Nothing in clearly Texas, anywhere else in the Midwest besides Chicago, New York.
Okay.
There's very few spots.
This should be its own show. Like, I'm fascinated. Like, yeah, no, why it's certain cities and why, like, what, why? Like, I don't understand. Is there a monopoly? Like, tell me, like, what, give me like the deep down, like, what's the nitty, what's the Sopranos? Like, how do you get it?
Politics and money.
So we get there. It was a late reservation as is. Okay. Our reservation's at 8:45. We're normally in bed by 8:45. So we already knew going into this, all these very bougie dinners are very rich. Okay. Very, very rich. So we like went into it knowing, okay, we're probably going to be stuffed after this, but it's going to be worth it. All right. That's what I'm like, I'm just prefacing with that. All right. Keep going.
Just really quickly on that. You were there getting ready and you're like, I miss this so much that I know tomorrow's going to be miserable. And it is absolutely worth it. That's exactly how we felt the next day. But to get there was arriving, the pianist, the cocktails before, because we were like, ooh, it's a late reservation. Let's show up an hour early and have a cocktail and enjoy the lounge and that entire experience and just take it all in. And Seattle is not as far, and I'm sure a lot of people have experienced this, but Seattle is not as far through the COVID time period as like Southern California, especially Orange County. And when you have to monitor people constantly about wearing masks or not wearing masks or everything, that's been an issue for service staff. And they were a little edgy. They were like on edge a little bit when we arrived. It wasn't the best service experience. But then we sat at the table, kind of grumpier server, and not what I know Canlis to be. Then was the moment. The wine guy. The wine guy was
that's always my guy
as shit. Right? He was like, oh, we want to geek out tonight? Yeah, we'd love to geek out, right? What does that mean? And we go through the list and get the
fun. He's like, let me just take you through a journey. He's like, we're going to take you on an adventure tonight. And we were like, he's like, are you open to that? And we're like, yes. Meaning, like, let me let you try some funky things, some fun pairings with your food. Oh. And so we let him sort of take the reins on what to bring out and what to let us try.
That's...
And I will get geeky with this for a second, because you had a... We started
Wait, you're going to get what?
Geeky.
Okay. Oh.
Ooh. So we tried a sparkling, because of course we love our champagne, and that's where we wanted to start, with some age, was kind of where where I was like, I love champagne and I love age on my champagne. So, but we don't have a lot of money to break the bank. So then he was like, I got some. You good with anything? You want to get adventure? Of course, we're in it. We're ready. And he brings over a 1992 sparkling Riesling. One, I've never had a sparkling Riesling. So that was fun. And then it was a 92 that they made it to be a sparkling wine. So it sat in the cellar on the lees, getting this body and everything, just the flavor, the intensity, until June of 2016. And then they disgorged it, made it sparkling, and we drank it. And it was beautiful, crisp, bright, and just incredibly exciting.
It was so good. It was so good. And as it sat and it got warm, like, you know, room temperature, it just changed. Like, you're drinking completely different champagne. It was so good. He loves this shit. And now I've learned to love this shit.
But just listening to him describe it, I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm tasting it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, Riley, keep talking. When it hits your lips, Riley. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I wasn't there, but yes. I felt like I was there.
And so with every course, he would bring something else out. And at one point we had like sake and just like really, really cool stuff.
I totally forgot that moment. The sake moment.
Which is weird because you would think we'd be like shit-faced.
No,
but we really weren't. We were so full. It's a 4-course meal. And you know what I had a lot of questions about? With snacks in between, right? Mm-hmm. I had a lot of questions. Everyone wanted to know, like, how much does that cost?
Yeah. And, like, I'm going to say $1,000. Higher or lower?
Let's say it's like in the $600 plus. But there's less than $1,000.
Okay. I'm going to say drinks plus food plus tip. Well, so California. It's
actually not that expensive, because the nice thing is when you know kind people? Of the no the wine aspect of it, and that's where it gets really expensive, because the food, yes, is expensive, but it's not the majority of the bill. Mm-hmm. So the wine, the 92 was sparkling, was we paired that with 3 or 4 courses, because as it started and warmed up, we got to use that for multiple courses. So that was only like $160, because it's a Riesling. And yes, it has all these attributes.
I like how he says it's only $160.
I was going to say,
I think what it is for people that don't ever go to like bougie dinners, it's like, what does something like that cost? So it just depends on the type of, like, say it is a Michelin star, right?
Right.
It's a per person. It's a per person set price. And then you can either do it with pairings, right? With alcohol pairings or non-alcoholic pairings. So that's where, depending on where you go or what you drink, it'll add. But I mean, it could end up being a $300 to $500 per person type of night.
By the way, this is the first time, like, I don't do these types. I know, a lot of people
don't.
Like me.
And that's why,
So educate me.
It's super interesting.
It's fascinating.
And super expensive. Sorry, this microphone really is not my friend today. Sorry.
It is fascinating because there's so much that goes into, I don't know, there's a lot of money spent on food that's great quality, but what are we actually spending the money on?
Traditionally, your service, the food, the time, the, you know, because they used a lot of koji and they use a lot of new modern techniques, but they're picking the vegetables. You're really, I mean, restaurants aren't just a place to go eat, right? There's the real estate, right? There's the taxes for the state, right? There's a lot that go into operating a business, and restaurants, even at that level, may make 10% profit at the end of the year. May. And that kind of sucks when you put all this effort into mm-hmm. it, when you look at a tech firm that is making an astronomical amount of profit. You know, they're in the 60s and 70%, and you have a restaurant that is blood, sweat, and tears. One person calls off. It's human that actually operate it, and you make such small margins. And I think that is what goes into it. So that type of restaurant, yes, is expensive. You don't do it that often, and your bill could be crazy. And that's where I say it as it was like $150-$160 for a bottle of wine that fed multiple courses, because that is a gem on the list. Yep. And something I would never try again or ever see probably again. Mm-hmm. And very special, but inexpensive compared to, there was wines on their list that, you know, there's some French wines on the list that were $23,000.
And then there was this family that came in with their own little, it almost looked like a little Louis Vuitton bag, like for their wine, just for their wine. And Riley was like, what kind of wine is it? I want to know what kind of wine.
I want to know, like, can you adopt me? Like, who are you? And how did you get here? And it's like, wild. Tell me everything.
Honestly,
like,
but the people watching is fantastic. Oh,
that's my favorite.
Because like everyone is just dressed in the nines and like, what? Like, what do you do? Like,
does your mind go do you like, yeah, when you so sit fun. At dinner where you're like, okay,
we have the best time.
You're like, look over to your right. And you're like, all right, this couple. They own then you just this. Try to like, yeah, they're that. They're for this sure. couple. And then you look at the other one.
There was like a group. There was like a big group in front of us. And one of them was like dressed like he had just left a gala. And I was like, God, he what? Did. Is, yeah. And he's like, they have a lot of charities out here, a lot of philanthropists out here. Like, you're just like, who are these people? It's so cool. But anyways, we had a really good time. We had great conversations. We laughed a lot. The food, I have to say.
Way will sum up the food.
Yes.
Was the marshmallow at the end. It was fascinating. Not good, but fascinating. It was a koji, which koji is a fermented rice enzyme, almost like it's a savory umami. There's nothing more savory in umami that I could ever think on. What's this umami? Planet. Umami is that other sense on the palate that was found in Japan. So you have your sweet, salty, savory, which is umami, bitter, sweet, if I didn't say that yet. So it's the palate. Mm-hmm. And umami and savory are notes that are like, is it salty? Is it sweet? Yeah, it's very confusing to the palate. It's a fascinating thing, especially when it's packed so much. So we had the end bite was this marshmallow, and I just pop it in my mouth because it's a Mignardise. So it's towards the end. It's between dessert and it's like a pre-dessert.
I love when he says that. It's a Mignardise.
And you pop it in your mouth, and I ate the whole thing because I was whatever. It's a dessert and I'm game. And it was a koji caramel, and it was sweet, savory, salty, mind.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On my palate. And I still don't know if I wanted to spit it out, if I was excited. It was like, that's good. Oh, no, that's not good. And it just kept on doing that for like 5 minutes.
Oh, he like wouldn't stop. And I was like, should I try it or should I not? He's like, no, now you have to. So I took a small bite. Honestly, it was disgusting.
So
the texturally disgusting.
That kind of reminds me of those like jelly beans that are like the bad ones where you're like, I'm eating this and I shouldn't be eating this, but I know I'm eating this and I know it. Like, it's like,
it's the popcorn jelly bean, which I hate.
That's exactly what it was. And I was like, this is
you're
awful.
Like, why am I then every bite you're
but
like,
we're not going to sum up the whole meal. Like the marshmallow, the whole meal was not the marshmallow.
No, the experience was, it was sweet, savory, salty, gross at times, delicious at times, unsure at times. And that was the meal. And I've eaten there before. It wasn't the best meal this time or necessarily the service. But I think in general, it was a phenomenal experience. It's still an amazing experience. Yeah. And I'm not taking away that, but we are comparing it to other experiences in that same price range. It was that pent up, probably not enough staff, probably too much volume, post COVID wear and tear on the hospitality industry. And you could feel it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's where I would still highly recommend it. I would tell everybody to go, but maybe in 6 months.
Yeah.
When Seattle gets kind of past this time frame.
Yeah, I agree. Overall, and then we didn't sleep that night because our stomachs hurt so freaking bad.
After eating all that?
Oh, you are tore
up. Guys,
you are like, tore.
You're like,
up.
That Moscato did a Moscato in my stomach.
Oh, no, it was a Riesling.
Oh, the Riesling.
Yeah, I'm like, no Moscato, honey.
Oh, honey. Oh, no, but.
Ooh. Anyhow, so we had a good time. You'll have to go with us next time try it out. But
Riley's like,
it was fun.
I think everybody needs to do these type of experiences because it's something magical. In like, we were talking to Tim and Jackie about it, and they're like, we can sit there for 3 hours and do this. We have such an amazing time.
Yeah,
I'm the same way.
Just sitting there for 3 hours, people watching, talking, hanging out, experiencing, and it goes by so fast.
By the way, it was four hours, not three.
Oh, I could do it. Yeah. Me too. I'm with you guys. I'm not with Jackie and Tim. I'm with you guys. Like, I will people watch. I like to, like, I will take my time. I'll enjoy every, like, bite. Like, it's just an experience.
Yeah, it's fun. But they do want to do it. So maybe we do, like, a couples thing and we all go. I think that could be a lot of fun. Anyhow, yes. I love you.
I love you too.
Thanks for coming. We got Riley bombed.
With his grin. He's like, yeah.
All right. This today was sort of like we were everywhere today.
Yeah, that's all we do.
But thanks for coming by. I love you. I love you, babe. Maybe you can come on next week and we can finish our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, done.
Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I absolutely love having my sister on. Honestly, any one of my sisters. I love them so much. I love my family. And I love Riley. And I love you guys. And thank you guys so much for dealing with the very long episodes and long ads. Look, it's the only way that we can keep the show free. So I really appreciate your guys' patience through all that. And honestly, there are some really good sponsors. So I hope you guys take advantage of it. Anyhow, love you all. And make sure to subscribe, rate, review. And remember, stay humble and stay hungry.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.